Our seniors are pretty healthy and active, and many of them want to fill those years in retirement by continuing to work. For some, it's a necessity because super balances are low. Older women in particular seem hard hit. They don't have years of super, wages were lower than for men, they had to take time off work to raise kids, and if they divorced, they couldn't access their partner's super. Daniel Hay, Director of Power 2 Accounting and Small Business Advice, joins 101.5 FM this morning with some eye-opening information that backs up what seniors' organisations are lobbying the government for. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Debbie. It's great to be here once again.
Daniel, we often hear that the highest tax rates hit top income earners, but recent modelling shows that older Australians receiving the age pension can face effective marginal tax rates of up to 80%, even over 100%. That's extraordinary.
Debbie, it really is. What's happened is that when pensioners earn income, say part-time or casual work, their pension payments are reduced. For every dollar earned above the income tax-free threshold, 50 cents is taken off their pension. Then you add in tax and loss of concessions, and suddenly working more can actually leave you worse off.
So someone earning an extra $5,000 might only see about $1,150 in their pocket?
Exactly. That's a 70% effective tax rate, and it gets worse. In some cases, people are losing more than they earn. For example, a single pensioner earning between $55,000 and $60,000 could face a rate of 118%. That means you're actually losing money by working more.
That's a huge disincentive. And it's not just about money, is it?
No, it's also about purpose and contribution. Many older Australians want to stay active, especially in sectors like health and community services, where their experience is invaluable, but the system discourages them by doing so.
What kind of changes would help?
We need to index the work bonus thresholds to average earnings so it keeps pace with inflation, and we need to simplify the age pension tax offset rules. They're incredibly complex and hard to understand. These changes would make things easier for retirees to work without being penalised.
It does sound like a fairer system and would benefit not just individuals but the economy too.
Absolutely. By removing these barriers, we can unlock opportunities for retirees to support themselves better and help meet workforce demands, especially in sectors facing shortages.
Daniel, thank you for sharing these insights. It's a conversation we need to keep having.
Thanks, Debbie. I appreciate the opportunity.
Daniel Hay, Director Power 2 Accounting and Small Business Advice, thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected. Follow Daniel's interviews and business information on 1015fm.com.au. Look for the magnifying glass top right-hand corner, enter Daniel Hay and find all his interviews.